Okay, got this shit done. Okay, Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. So let's go ahead and dive right into it because I think it already started recording.
Right.
So with all stuff going on in the off season with the NBA and with all these big names changing teams, LeBron going to LA and DeMarcus Cousins going all the way to. You think the NBA is like broken? Like you think they messed it up for everybody to be able to enjoy it?
Well, my personal opinion on that is I think most of the talent is in the West now, so you're going to have more than I think the LA Lakers going to be one of those top teams contending this year over there. A lot of people overlooking them because they don't have a second superstar over there with LeBron James, but everybody knows that he's the best player in the world. So I think that he can, gather that young group and they can compete in the playoffs. One of the good things about it is you got the East wide open now. So everybody already know in the East you got the Philadelphia 76ers that look good. You got the Boston Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks. There's a couple of teams out there that can make some noise. So as far as the trades that have happened right now, I know the West is still stacked, but I think Golden State's still the favorite right now because of the Boogie Cousins signing. If they wouldn't have signed him, I think it would have been probably kind of even.
Yeah, I don't know. Like you can tell, players like DeMarcus Cousins just trying to get a ring. I don't even think he care about the money. I think if he could have played for Golden State, I think if they had told him you can play for us, but we ain't gonna give you no money, he probably would have went anyway.
Right.
For him to just be getting $5 million for 1 year, but I don't know. It don't. For people like me that just like basketball, I just love basketball. Period. It's not gonna ruin it for me. But like I can still get enjoyment from the season that's coming up, but I know who's gonna win.
Right.
And with LeBron going to the West and then DeMarcus Cousins going to to Golden State, with the East now, it makes it more entertaining in the East because we know now LeBron ain't gonna
Correct.
win it. So it's up to all those teams. It's pretty much a toss-up now as to who's gonna go to the finals. And it's I don't know, you can't tell. People make early season predictions and predictions like before the season even starts, and they go, well, now the Celtics is gonna go, now the Sixers is gonna go. It might be the Charlotte Bobcats. You never know. Or the Charlotte Hornets, I'm sorry, they're not the Bobcats no more.
Well,
But you never know.
yeah, that's true. You never know. Injuries happen. You know what I'm saying? And you never can predict that. But with the West, as far as that Golden State Warriors team, I mean, if one player get hurt, they still got four all-stars to kind of like hold down everything to that one player comes back.
And a good
Correct.
bench.
And Boogie Cousins signing there, like I said, I don't knock him due to the fact is if I'm a superstar and I get any calls from other teams and they offer me a spot, well, I call them rather and tell them I'll play for the league minimum. If you're gonna play for the minimum, you might well play for a ring. You get what I'm saying? Because who's to say that if he don't get a ring this year with that team that he'll ever get one going somewhere else? So you might as well just go there, sit out to January, February, and then come back. Try to perform great in order to get a big time contract with the next team that you're going to. I'm pretty sure you're not going to re-sign there and get a ring in the process. You know what I'm saying? They don't need you to play right now. I feel like LA needed him to play right now if we would have signed him. So that's a good move for him. That's a good move for him.
Oh, just so everybody knows, my name is Larry Merchant. This is Marcus Ward. I forgot we didn't introduce ourselves at the beginning. We just started talking. Like we was just at the house chilling.
Like I said, this is the first one,
But yeah.
and it's more we're gonna continue to do this, at least try to get out a lot of these, and they'll be a little bit more professional as we go, but we just want to
Yeah.
dive in and start talking about some of this sports stuff to get the hang of everything.
Yeah, we're gonna. I'm still learning stuff as I go, trying to get the format down how I want it to be, how I want it to sound, and how we want to present it to everybody. So, but so how you think LeBron gonna do in the West?
In the West, I think LeBron.
Cause it's been a lot of talk about like, oh, well, LeBron only that good because he in the East, and so now he get to prove, now he get to set them people up.
Right.
That's been saying that.
Right. You know, I'm a Laker fan hard anyway. My thing.
Unfortunately.
My thing with that is that he's in the West now. If they keep that same team that they have now, LeBron don't even have to win the championship this year. He don't even have to get to the finals. He don't even have to get to the conference finals. If he could take that young core to the playoffs, that'll be great for them. They haven't been to the playoffs in 5 years, bro. That's a long time for one of the biggest franchises in the NBA to not go to the playoffs. The playoffs was great when the Lakers was in the playoffs every year. You know, you get battling with Boston over there in the East. You know, they had battles with the Phoenix Suns. You know, the Thunder. The playoffs was great then, man. You know, so I know it's some up-and-coming teams, but it just was great when the Lakers was in the playoffs, and I think he's going to bring that back to the NBA. So I think that was a great move on that part.
I think the NBA is going to start looking like the BCS and kind of like with college football. It's going to look like that, and the West is going to look like the SEC. Like, the NBA Finals is going to be in, like, the Western Conference Finals. And then the actual NBA Finals is just going to be like a formality. Because if I believe when he goes to the – like, he's going to be in the West. When the playoffs start, he's going to be in the playoffs. But the thing about it is I like LeBron. I think LeBron – you already know how I feel about LeBron. I think LeBron, once he reached his peak, was better than Kobe. Yeah, yes, listeners. I feel like when LeBron was at his peak – he was better than Kobe. That's a conversation for another time, though. But at the same time, with the way he plays, with the way other like teams that he goes to end up playing around him, that's not a formula for success in the NBA. And I feel like he's gonna end up making it deep in the playoffs every year. Probably even go. He might even go to the conference finals in the West. But I think. Until he gets a real good team around, probably in the next 2 or 3 years, that's what he's going to stop at every year until that happens. He's going to end up going to, like, the second round or the conference finals, and then he's going to get knocked out by the Warriors.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I think the Warriors in the West might be the only team that could knock him out.
Right. That's my thing, too. That's my thing, too, and I feel the same way because of the talent that he actually has. And you could tell – you can look at Golden State. See how they similar together to try to take down one man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that him alone can do that. So I don't think that the Lakers will still have this same team when the season starts, though. But if they do, you know, first round, maybe second round, that's a success for this year. Next season, they should be expecting a championship. They should expect to compete for a championship next season. If they acquire another superstar, which I hear a lot of rumors that they're trying to get another one. So we can see what Magic Johnson do. As of right now, it seems like he's doing a great job with the organization, bringing in pieces and trying to get them back on top of the map.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.